lust and envy and anger and pride and greed and so many anxieties. And bhakti is really transforming, cleaning the garbage out of our heart. First you have to clean it, cheto darpana marjanam, by chanting the holy names, we clean the garbage out of our heart. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, we clean the garbage out of our hearts. And by following a moral and ethical life, we don't put any more garbage in our hearts. So when the garbage is cleaned from our hearts, gradually we realize that our heart is Vrindavan. Krishna is situated in every heart. So the heart actually, through the cultivation of Gaudiya Bhakti, the heart is transformed from a garbage dump to the forest of Vrindavan, where Krishna performs his eternal lila within us. That's the spirit and the purpose of our life, is to transform the garbage dump of the heart into Vrindavan Dham. So what we have done is here is a symbolic expression of our ultimate purpose in life and how we hope to achieve that purpose. So it's not just the nice atmosphere of this garden, but what it represents that makes it so special to us. And we're very grateful you all came. As Shruti Dharma Prabhu explained, we are twin temples. Yes? Now, in a family, twins are very much very intimate family members, twins. Of course, in material family, usually twins are always fighting. But so far, Bhaktivinoda Matter and Radhagopinanda Temple and Radhagopinoda Temple has never had any fights. It's a spiritual twin family. And it's our greatest honor and pleasure to share whatever we have with all of you. And you have always been so generous to share what you have with us. That really is what bhakti is about, loving exchanges without ulterior motives, to help each other, to elevate in bhakti, and to help each other in our missions. And this example of loving exchange is invigorating, enthusing, and purifying for everyone who is involved, and even anyone who witnesses it. So it really is something very sacred. Pranabandhu Prabhu, Shruti Dharma Prabhu, and so many of my old friends here are so grateful to all of you for all the amazing, exemplary service you are rendering in Bhaktivedanta Manor. And Bhaktivedanta Manor is really, through its example and through its efforts, is doing so much for the whole of Prabhupada's movement, and beyond that, for the whole of humanity. So please know, whatever services you are doing for Bhaktivedanta Manor is a great service for the whole international society and the whole humankind. And many of you have taken very serious responsibility and accepted great challenges, and often even inconveniences for that service. But please know that is your greatest fortune, that you have that opportunity, and that is your glory, your greatness, that you have accepted it. And please know that Radha Gokulananda are certainly showering the flowers of their blessings upon you. And if you want Radha Gopinath's flowers of mercy to shower upon you, please come for our Pushyabhishek ceremony on January 31st, where there'll be 2 tons of flower petals offered to the deities, and then the Mahaprasad will be showered on the devotees. It's one of our most popular festivals of the year. People come from all over the world for it, actually. So my humble request is take one day off your South Indian tour and come back here on January 31st. And everyone will be very happy. But we're very honored and grateful for the chance to host you. If there wasn't so many thousands of people, we could have done much better service for you. Thank you for tolerating us and for being so gracious. Hare Krishna. Thank you.